It's time for Lala's Bedtime Tales. Grab your wine, dim the lights, and get ready to listen to an oh-so-sexy bedtime story. I'm Lala, and I'm going to tell you an erotic story guaranteed to turn you on and get you hot and bothered. So, listen up.
Hey, sexy people! It's that time of the year where we celebrate loved ones with thoughtful gifts. We hope we didn't make Santa's naughty list. And we celebrate the winter holidays with family and friends. Mariah Carey's Christmas album blares on every radio station, and people cuddle up around the fire and watch all the classic Christmas movies. I'm kicking off December's erotic tale with a Christmas erotic romance. So, listeners, have you ever hoped and wished for the perfect Christmas gift? Well, in this week's erotic tale, Amethyst Jewel knows that this will be the year that she gets the perfect Christmas gift of having a hot, in heavy romance with her childhood crush. So, listen up. My best friend, Noelle DeBriff, sped around the last corner to enter our neighborhood as our trek home from college came to an end. I was so excited to be home for the holidays after surviving my first semester as a finance undergraduate at the University of Michigan. I loved my best friend, but over 3 hours in a car with her singing off-key to Taylor Swift and Adele was enough to make me want to strangle the Bulgarian beauty. I let out a deep breath and turned down Doja Cat as we pulled into the driveway of my childhood home. Boy, I have missed this place. Even though, during the summer, Noelle and I had counted down the days in eager excitement to leave home for our first year of college. Noe, let up the trunk, please. I don't want you to forget to open your car trunk before you welcome yourself into my home and eat all of my dad's Christmas cookies. I impatiently yell at her as she makes her way to pound on my front door. Without a glance backwards, she pops the trunk of her car and I grab my large black suitcase and Louis Vuitton duffel bag. I slam her car trunk down in agitation as I ungracefully carry my bags to the front door of my house. As I walk into the foyer, I am immediately hit by the smell of snickerdoodle, pine, and hot chocolate. These traditional scents of Christmas welcome me home and remind me of so many childhood holiday memories. Thanks! I scream at the top of my lungs as I ungracefully struggle to carry my bags into the kitchen to make my presence known. My older sister Diamond's husband helps untangle me from my luggage as I glare angrily around the kitchen. I spot Noelle by her long, wavy, dirty blonde hair being twirled around by my short Albanian mother as they dance to Ariana Grande's Christmas in Chill album in the corner of the kitchen. Of course, she would use my mother as a human shield to keep me from yelling at her for abandoning me outside with no help with my bags. My eyes then study my Celtic red-haired dad at the oven popping in more cookies as he sways his hips to the beat with rhythmless enjoyment. My second oldest sister, Jane, sits on top of the counter with her petite frame licking red velvet cake batter off a mixer. Amethyst! Now, all my girls are home! My father exclaims, running over to swoop me up and swing me around like I'm an 8-year-old and back from summer camp. My heart explodes with joy, and I feel a bubble of laughter burst out of my throat. As my father places me down, I now understand why Noelle pretty much has made herself an honorary member of the Jewel Clan. These people, although annoying, are loving and warm, and it is nothing like coming home to them. This is why I always wanted to be one of the Jewel girls. I could be Crystal, Noelle stated as we laid in my front yard trying to make snow angels to work off the big welcome home meal we just devoured. I roll my eyes at my best friend as I throw snow down the front of her long sleeve shirt. She lets out a screech loud enough to burst an eardrum as she lifts the front of her shirt to shake out the freezing cold snow. Payback's a bitch, Noelle screams as I let out a loud, belly-shaking laugh as I try to run from her as she tries to create a big snowball. You're too hot and curvy to be a Jewel sister. I already have two gorgeous girls to compete with. I don't need a third, I shout as I hide behind a big tree in my front yard. Hey! No fair. Where did that come from? Eli! Noelle shouts and is cut off by the sound of a heavy, throaty laugh. At the mention of Eli, I feel my heart pound a little louder and I swallow hard as I peek around the tree and take in the scene before me. Eli and Noelle are tousling on the ground in the snow, trying to shove it in each other's hair, faces, and down each other's clothing. God, Eli gets more beautiful every time I lay my eyes on him. Eli, Elijah Berkowitz. He's the gorgeous boy that has lived across the street from me all of my childhood. Elijah and I met when my family first moved into this neighborhood. One day, he walked up and asked me to ride scooters with him, and the rest was history. I fell absolutely head over heels in love with the boy across the street. I creep across the street and run towards his house, weaving and dodging snowballs that are thrown in my direction. I touch the column in Eli's front porch and scream, "Safe!" from across the street, adhering to the rules of our snow fights as children. I double over in a fit of laughter as I watch Eli straddle Noelle and dump a bunch of snow on top of her head. Without having to see her face, I know she's going to be extremely pissed after the hour she spent this morning on her hair and makeup. I feel myself start to lose my balance from all my laughter. As I tumble, I feel strong arms wrap around me. I feel myself freeze in embarrassment as I stare up into the most beautiful, bright green eyes. Asher, I breathe out quietly as I pull myself out of his grasp and stand up against the column of the Berkowitz porch. Ah! One of the Jewel sisters, he states with a nod of his head as he stares down into my eyes as if he's recognizing me. Amy, you're too tall to be Jade, and I know Diamond's sweet ass anywhere, he continues with a smirk on his face. Yes, Amethyst, that's me, I answer, trying to look anywhere but at him so not to awkwardly stare at his godlike beauty. Amy's a nickname, I quietly explain, rambling to fill the uncomfortable silence between us. Asher steps closer and looks across the street at his brother and Noelle play fighting in the snow. Asher even smells heavenly of natural musk and neroli. This was the closest I've ever been to the oldest Berkowitz boy, since he was 8 years older than Eli and me. My eldest sister, Diamond, was once good friends with him. But, due to the age gap, neither Diamond nor Asher were really around much as Eli and I grew up. I wonder if Elijah will finally grow the balls and ask Noelle to breathe out, Asher whispers, crossing his arms. My body becomes paralyzed with shock as I hug the front porch column to keep from falling over and embarrassing myself once again. My Eli likes my best friend? It couldn't be possible. I know Noelle is gorgeous with her big come hither light brown eyes and body out of any dirty old man's fantasy, but the only thing her and Eli had in common was me. Honestly, over the years, they both complained about only putting up with one another because of their friendship with me. Was it all a lie? Why do you say that? I begrudgingly question, finally gaining the courage to stare Asher dead in the eyes. How do you think I know her name? She's all he could ever talk about. Plus, look at them over there flirting. Since Elijah's come back for holiday break from Notre Dame, he's more confident. So I won't be surprised if he tries to get in her pants, Asher explains with a soft chuckle. I strain in my back and can only see red and feel humiliation over my silly crush as I step off the Berkowitz porch without even saying a goodbye. I am furious if my two best friends are secretly hot for one another. Asher's statement makes me feel betrayed, especially since Noelle knows my true feelings about Eli. I break into and almost jog across the street to my home. As I near, I'm instantly annoyed by Elijah's laughter and Noelle's playful screams for help. I turn towards them and give them my nastiest glare. I then push them both into the snow as hard as I can and run into my house, slamming my front door. My body trembles with anger, and all I see is the green-eyed monster of jealousy as I try to bring my breathing under control. Is it possible to hate and love two people at the same time? If so, then it made sense why Elijah and Noelle were both on my shit list now. I gave myself a few days to calm down and to stop allowing my jealousy to consume me by ignoring all communication from Noelle and Elijah. But there was only so many days I could tell my parents or sisters to tell Elijah I wasn't home, or even worse, tell them to not let Noelle up to my bedroom because I wasn't feeling well. I mean, Noelle practically lives at my home, and I'm honestly shocked she didn't have a key because she spends so much time at my house over the years. On this particular Saturday, I was laying on my couch eating popcorn when Noelle prances into my home and drags my ass out of the house to do some Christmas shopping. As we leave the busy mall parking lot, I look over at my gorgeous best friend and can't help but admire her flawless brown skin, perfect pout, and her immaculate hair. She's absolutely stunning, and she's simply wearing a two-piece lounge suit and a black Canada Goose puffer jacket. No wonder why Elijah would be smitten by her. All males lose their mind when Noelle DeBrave is around. Her beauty and the overwhelming male attention that came with her looks never bothered me until Asher's statement. I can't believe you still go to stores in person and shop, I whine as she heads back to her neighborhood. Yes! I enjoy it. Plus, it reminds me of Mama, Noelle sadly says, making me reach over without a thought and rub her knee in comfort. Noelle looks over at me and gives me a small, sad smile, making me forget my jealousy for a moment and feel nothing but sadness for my best friend's heart-wrenching loss. Also, you found that sexy, velvet dress for your family's annual Christmas party that showcases your goods. You wouldn't have gotten it in time for that party had you ordered it offline, Noelle joked. Noelle did have a point. I wouldn't have been able to find this fuck me sexy dress in lingerie to go with it in time for the party. This would be the best Christmas gift I've ever given Eli. I was going to seduce him at my parents' annual Christmas party and gift him my virginity. Eli wasn't going to be able to resist me that day because I'd be more than just the plain Jane kid sister of the beautiful Jewel girls. You'll have to help me with my hair and makeup so I'll look sexy as fuck, I plead, toying with my hands in my lap. Of course, you know I love to make you over, Noelle gleefully screamed as she turned down my street on two wheels. Also, I bought Eli a penis pump this Christmas so he can grow his dick and actually last longer than a few minutes. Noelle laughs as she comes to a stop in my driveway. My body goes rigid in anger at the mention of Eli's name and how comfortable Noelle is with buying him such a crass and intimate Christmas gift. How do you know he can't last in bed? I yell angrily, feeling rage creep up my neck to my face. Noelle lets out a shrill laugh and teases. Maybe we hooked up once upon a time ago, and the time he entered my cooch, he immediately blew his load. I'm doing you a favor, Amy. If he hasn't learned to please a lady yet, I don't want him to crush your idea of him as your perfect man. I hop out of her car furiously at her banter and bang on her trunk so she'll let it up and I can grab my shopping bag, then lock her out of my home. You're an attention-hungry whore. I wouldn't be surprised if you've been screwing him behind my back this whole time and using me as an excuse to get to him. Even if you knew I liked him, you think that would make him less of an interest for you. But you don't respect me, I yell at her as she comes around to the car to face me. Noelle stands there stunned, with her mouth gaping open wide and her eyes watering. She narrows her eyes and composes herself, and before she can retort, the vicious words tear from my mouth. Good thing your mama's dead, because she'd be so embarrassed of her precious Noe if she could see you now. No wonder why your evil stepmother hates you and your dad has no use for you. That's probably why they leave you all alone in that big house, because no one can stand being around you. At least stupid me took pity on you and let you crash at my home. I watch in shock as Noelle's perfectly manicured hand whips across my face and slaps me to the pavement. Noelle then jumps on top of me and punches me in the face. Me being the stronger of us, I get her on her back and rub snow all over her face and shove it in her mouth. We fight and roll on the pavement, pushing, yanking out fists of each other's hair, and slapping each other for what feels like hours. I feel myself get yanked off of her by strong arms and a deep, familiar, masculine voice say, "Calm down, Tiger." I look up and see Noelle's blotchy face from tears and bloody nose as Diamond's husband has grabbed her as she screams, "You're just jealous of me. You're the ugly fucking Jewel sister, and it's a shame. You have your mother's Albanian skin tone and features with your disgusting red hair and ugly mismatched eyes." I struggle and try to break free from whomever has a hold on me so I can go claw out Noelle's eyes, but they won't let me go. I look up and come face to face with the beautiful amber eyes of Elijah Berkowitz. He looks down at me with concern as I narrow my eyes at him and feel myself consumed with rage. I elbow him in the stomach and with an oomph, he loosens his grasp on me as I swing my body around and knee him in the balls. I couldn't believe at one point hanging with Elijah and Noel ever brought me great joy. As Elijah lays in the snow of my driveway in the fetal position in pain, I take this opportunity to run up to Noel and slap her one more time and scream maliciously, "Glad I know how you truly feel. I'm done with you, you lonely slut." My dad tries to catch me at the door with anger in his eyes as I take the stairs up to my bedroom two at a time. I slam my bedroom door and I let out a scream so loud, I'm shocked I didn't bring down the walls of the house. Night has fallen and I sit at my desk wrapped in my favorite plush blanket, trying to recover from the heartbreak I experienced earlier that day. I watch endless makeup tutorials and Amazon hauls on YouTube, but I still feel dead on the inside. I was angry that Noel, who had once defended me against the insults of my appearance, had flung them in my face, letting me know she felt the same way. That she betrayed me by screwing the one boy she knew I loved when she had so many at her disposal. Today, I just felt her slowly driving the knife through my heart and laughing as I bled out. I slammed my laptop closed and I peered out of my window and across the street at the Berkowitz house. My room faces Asher's window, and any time I've ever glanced over at his window, the curtains were drawn, it was always dark, and it was like he was never at home. I miss the simplicity of being in elementary and sneaking into Asher's room with Elijah, invading Asher's privacy. These memories brought a goofy smile to my face as I peered into Asher's window and realized there was a soft glow illuminating from his room. My breath caught in my throat and my nipples grew taut from arousal as I saw him standing in front of his window staring back at me. Asher was dressed in flannel pajama bottoms slung low on his hips, exposing the beginnings of a happy trail. My mouth watered as my gaze slowly drank in his golden skin that encased his rock hard and broad muscular chest. My eyes roamed across his scruffy, chiseled jaw and soft lips until my eyes met his bright green gaze. I watched as he picked up a spiral notebook off a shelf and scribbled something on it with a permanent marker. He held up a sign that read, "You okay?" This brought a smirk to my face as I quickly tore through my desk drawers, finding some old printer paper and a purple Sharpie, and I scribbled my response back and held up a sign saying, "Yeah, why?" I watched his gorgeous body shake with laughter and his face split into a grin, and he replied with a sign that read, "The cat fight?" I felt myself laugh and felt a little happiness creep into my insides as I held up a sign that said, "Her ass needed a beatdown." Asher shook his head and laughed at my childish antics and then stared at me for a long second as he pondered his thoughts. Minutes pass, and I feel like our conversation might have come to an end, making my heart clench with pain. But Asher kept studying me through the window. Then he began scribbling on a sign. I watch him let out a deep breath. Then he holds up a sign that states, "Text me," with his number scribbled below it. I nod my head after quickly scribbling down his number, and he walks away from the window, and his room falls into darkness. I eagerly plop down on my bed and send him a text with my name. I hold my breath as I wait for him to text. Asher texted, "Hey Joel, are you sure you're okay? Elijah came in after you laid him out in the snow," which is funny by the way, "ranting and raving that something crawled up your ass and died." I let out an angry breath and wish I had stomped all over Eli's manhood given the chance in that moment instead of just nut checking him. I texted, "Yeah, we just got into a heated argument. I said some shitty stuff, so she slapped me. Well, I had to own that bitch after that." Asher texted, "Aren't you friends? Better yet, I'm coming over." Oh my gosh. Asher Berkowitz was coming over to see me? I looked at myself in my full-length mirror on my closet door, and I looked a mess. My hair was in a messy bun. I had bruising on my cheek, a split lip, and my face was blotchy and swollen from hours of tearful fits of anger. I jumped as I heard a gentle knock on my window. I turned around and saw Asher crouching at my window, and I rushed over to open it. He crawled into my room like a ninja and let out a deep breath. It was definitely easier to scale the side of a girl's house and crawl through a window at 17, unlike now at 27, he whispered, taking a seat in my desk chair. "You could have used the front door," I said quietly, shrugging as I sat with my legs tucked under me in the middle of my bed. He lounged back in my desk chair, getting comfortable and sprawling out his over 6 foot frame. He had shrugged on an old Harvard sweatshirt from his alma mater and tossed on some sneakers to come across the road. He took in my appearance and his eyes lingered on my breast as his cheeks flushed as he met my gaze. He whispers, "It's almost midnight. I don't think your parents would have appreciated someone knocking on their door at this time of night." I gave a shrug and adjusted my muscle tank and sleep shirts as his heated gaze roamed my body. "But anyways, let my brother tell it. You and Noel are thick as thieves. So how did you guys end up in a beatdown?" Asher questions as he rests his arms on his knees. He stared at me intently, giving me his undivided attention and making me feel a throbbing in my core between my legs and a shiver of lust crawl up my spine. I rehashed the story to him, leaving out the part about Noel's taunts about his brother and letting him know all the shitty words Noel and I spewed at one another. Once I expressed all my feelings and looked up, I realized he had moved from the desk chair and was now sitting beside me on the bed and was wiping the tears I hadn't known I began to shed from my cheeks. "Wow, I'm glad I'm a dude. The claws came out between you two," he joked as he tried to lighten the moment as he pulled me into his chest and stroked my back gently. "I started it. I shouldn't have said those shitty things to her. I'm an awful person. I used her dead mother as an insult," I cried into his chest and he gently kissed my hair. We sat like that for ages as he listened to me discuss all of the hurt of possibly having lost my best friend. I cried and cried until I had no more tears and my breath slowed down into sad little hiccups. "You know what she said isn't true," he whispers, curling his index finger below my chin and lifting my face up to meet his gaze. Our faces were just inches apart and he stared into my eyes with concern and compassion. "You aren't the ugly Jewel sister. You just don't look like Diamond and Jade. While they're carbon copies of each other, you have a different beauty. It sets you apart, and if others can't see it, then that's their loss," he exclaimed seriously, looking me in my eyes as if he were peering into the depths of my broken and crumpled soul. I let out a sarcastic sigh, pulled out of his grasp, and flopped back on my pillow. Turning on my side to face him, I snorted, "Thanks, Dad. I mean, let's be real. Do you think I'm cute?" I hold my breath as he lowers himself down to lay beside me, using his elbow as a pillow under his head. Asher gently begins to trace the side of my face, making me wet with desire between my thighs. "No, I don't," he whispers, causing my shoulders to slump and I had to uncontrollably blink to hold back my tears. Asher continues with a breathy whisper, "I think you're a beautiful gem. You have the prettiest, unique eyes. One that's the color of gold the one that's emerald. You're absolutely breathtaking. You have soft, delicate features, but big, pouty, full, kissable lips. And your body is sexy with subtle curves that fit your frame perfectly. He finishes his description of how he saw me, leaving me breathless as his fingers lightly trail over the curves of my face and down to the curve of my hip. I turn to face him and I kiss him hungrily, taking him by surprise. Asher kisses me back with the same hungry desire as our tongues collide and our kiss becomes more sensual and passionate as he takes over. Asher breaks our kiss to allow us to catch our breath as he quickly sets up against my headboard and places me on his lap. His hand descends and he runs his tongue across the seam of my ear and he gently sucks on my earlobe, causing a surprised gasp of pleasure to leave my lips. He kisses a sensitive spot behind my ear I didn't know existed as he pulls my hair out of the messy bun on top of my head. He plays with the long copper strands as he kisses my lips and whispers, "Redheads are sexy. Don't let anyone let you believe anything differently, my gem." Asher then grabs the back of my neck and aggressively works his tongue back into my mouth. As our tongues tangle erotically, his big hands roam up my shirt and tease my pert nipples, making me moan with sexual bliss against his lips. Asher flips us over and lays above me, balancing his weight on his forearm. He sits up and whisks his sweatshirt over his head and then begins removing my tank as well. Once we are skin against skin from the waist up, he sucks, nips, and kisses my neck as he travels hot kisses that leaves my skin on fire to my nipples. When Asher reaches my nipples, he worships them with his mouth, tongue, and fingers, causing me to squirm and moan again in pleasure. His sexual praise of my body leaves me hungry for more. His head travels down my stomach with him leaving gentle kisses as he journeys down to between my thighs. He takes a moment to swirl his tongue into my belly button, causing me to arch my back in pleasure. He impatiently lifts my hips and peels my shorts off my body. He gives me a mischievous smile as he opens my legs wide and lifts them over his shoulders. I hold my breath in anticipation of what's to come, becoming wetter and wetter and hotter with arousal as he nibbles on my thigh and kisses the mound between my legs. He presses his hot mouth against my core and massages my insides with his tongue as he rubs and pinches on my clitoris, his actions making me moan as I feel my insides clench from his sweet, sensual caresses on my hot, wet pussy. He sucks on my clitoris and swirls his tongue around it as he slips in one finger and then another and massages my insides. I push his head between my thighs, not wanting this moment to end as I feel a warmth built up in my body like nothing I've ever felt before. He strokes his tongue faster on my clitoris as his finger plays with a button on the inside of my core until I splinter into a thousand pieces and have to bite down on my bottom lip to keep from screaming in pleasure and waking up the whole neighborhood. I flop back onto my bed with my limbs feeling like liquid. That was the best high I had ever experienced, and it was a glorious and tantalizing sight to watch. A gorgeous man go to town on my pussy like it was the best sweet treat of his life. Asher straddles me, his pants gone, and I feel his engorged and thick dick laying on my stomach. His lips meet mine in a fierce kiss as I taste the remnants of my sweet, sweet arousal on his lips. "Fuck," he whispers against my mouth. "I don't have a condom." "It's okay. I'm on birth control," I reassure him quickly, not wanting this moment with the beautiful Asher Berkowitz to end. If he didn't make love to me that night after giving me the first orgasm of my life, I think I might die. My insides quiver in need for his big dick to be thrusting inside of me. After the day I had, I needed the comfort of his sweet body to make the feelings of betrayal, regret, and hurt disappear. Asher kisses my nose and stares into my eyes intently and asks, "Are you sure?" I nod my head as I kiss his lips and then bite his lower lip. He positions his body in between my thighs and wraps my legs around his hips as he pushes himself into me, roughly. I feel a pinch of pain and my core feels sore as my body stretches to accommodate his large, engorged manhood. I suck in a breath of pain and dig my fingers down into his back as Asher stills above me. Then the pain subsides and he slowly pulls out and thrusts back into me gently, causing my eyes to roll to the back of my head. He strokes in and out of my wet pussy gently, causing me to grab his ass to bring him deeper and closer. I wrap my legs tighter around his hips and meet him thrust for thrust. Asher picks up his pace as he kisses me and sucks on my hard, erect nipples and whispers sweet things in my ear, making me feel like the most beautiful girl in the world. As I feel my core clench around him, Asher reaches in between my thighs and begins to play with my clitoris, swiveling his hips and thrusting harder. I bite down on his shoulder as he throws me over into an earth-shattering orgasm, and I let out a moan of ecstasy. He thrusts inside of me at a punishing rate until he swings his head back in a silent orgasm, spilling his seed into me. Asher lays on top of me, drenched in sweat, as he comes down from his orgasm. He pulls out of me and rolls me into his body and pushes back my sweaty hair and kisses my shoulder as he spoons me. Asher quietly whispers, "I took your virginity, Jim." I hug myself tightly as I watch Elijah and Noel talk from afar as they watch the Chicago Christmas Tree and Light show. Noelle's smile disappears off her face and her eyes narrow in rage as her glare meets my gaze. She then gives me a bitchy smirk and pushes Eli's dark curls off his face, causing me to roll my eyes and look away in disgust. My family dragged me into town to see the Christmas lights in downtown Chicago. Now that this holiday was back in the swing of things since people are less fearful of COVID, the streets are packed and there's a ton of hustle and bustle around us as people enjoy the holiday festivities around me, but I feel awkward and out of my mind, making it impossible for me to enjoy anything festive this Christmas. My best friend hates me, rightfully so. I just lost my virginity on a whim to the love of my life's older brother, and my family was walking on eggshells around me. I let out a deep breath and stare into space until I am startled by a warm hand on my backside. I drop my arms to my side frigidly as I smell the all too familiar and calming scent of Asher Berkowitz. His pinky grabs mine, bringing me relief and making me feel a little less miserable. I stare into his beautiful, bright green eyes and question, "Your family is Jewish and celebrates Hanukkah, so why are you all here at this Christmas event?" Asher let out a chuckle and responds, Noelle adopted my family as her surrogate family since she kicked her to the curb. She was hanging out with Elijah and she convinced my mom to come down here. I believe they're having a grand old time. Asher rubs his hands against my arms to warm me up as I snort. Such a lonely, sad slut. Asher laughs and then meows at me as he ushers me down the street into the hot cocoa stand. As we near the hot cocoa stand, Asher pulls me into a dark alley behind a shop and pushes me against the wall. His mouth descends on mine possessively and kisses me as if he hasn't seen me in years, if not decades. The kiss is so passionate and rough that it makes me feel like I'm going to combust from sexual want. Asher turns me to the side so he can have access to my neck as he sucks and kisses on it, sending a shiver of pleasure up and down my body in waves. He begins to stroke my pussy over my black wool leggings, making me wet between my thighs with longing. I close my eyes and turn my lips to meet him as we kiss passionately, as I eagerly shove his hand down my leggings so he can witness how wet he makes me. Asher inserts one finger into the hot, wet core of my pussy, and as I let out a moan, he inserts another, stroking my insides and then caressing his damp fingers up to my clitoris, circling it with my arousal. As he toys with me between my legs, making lustful gasps and noises come from my mouth, while my eyes roll to the back of my head in bliss. He tears his lips from my mouth and bites on my earlobe, whispering into my ear, "Sorry, my gem. This isn't a romantic place to fuck you for the second time. Also, you deserve so much more and you're better than the back alley quickie. I saw you and you're so damn sexy. I just had to have you." He spins me around to face the brick wall of the building, making me giddy with excitement of the unknown. I become so hot and so turned on by the thought of fucking outside. My nipples grow tight from arousal and I feel a desire warm my body as I hear the noises from the crowd around us. "It'll have to be hard and fast, Jim, but I'll make it worth your while, baby," Asher loudly murmurs into my ear. He lifts my hands above my head against the wall while spreading my legs wide with one of his legs. Asher pulls my hips away from the wall and flush against his hips as he lowers my lace thong and wool leggings in one swift movement. I feel the instant chill from a winter night's air against my heated flesh. Asher kisses my lower back, licks his tongue slowly between my ass cheeks, and then slides two fingers into my hot, wet cleft to test my readiness for him. "Damn, your pussy is so tight, wet, and ready for my dick. I can't wait to make you come for me, Jim," he says softly against my neck as he frees himself from his jeans. Asher enters me hard and fast, making me gasp for air as ecstasy rushes all over my body. His hand grazes up my thick cable knit sweater to squeeze and fondle my breasts. I feel his touch all over my body as he pounds into me with determination and hot, frantic sexual need. He painfully grabs my hips as he sucks and bites my neck, branding me with his passion that will leave marks on my body for days to come. The thrill of him pounding my pussy in a public place makes me quickly come. Shortly after my intense orgasm, Asher thrusts one more time and fills me with his hot, sticky release as he grunts with pleasure. He quickly pulls up my pants and redresses me and himself. My legs feel wobbly and like jelly as he pushes me out from the alley and we continue to the hot cuckoo stand like nothing happened. He orders a few hot chocolates and we make our way back over to my family. "Oh, how sweet. You guys went and got hot cocoa," Diamond says as she takes one out of my hand and makes me feel shy and embarrassed. Asher winks at me as he hands a hot cocoa to Jade, making me blush with excitement and smirk with the secret between us of our very public sexual escapade. I check myself out in the full-length mirror as I stroke my arms down the green velvet of my short mini dress. It has a sweetheart neckline that makes my average-sized breasts look amazing, and it hugs my curves like a second skin. I styled my hair in soft curls down my back and add minimum makeup and red lips to finish off the look. It is Christmas Eve, and it's the evening of my parents' annual Christmas party. I spin around one more time, trying to find the confidence to walk downstairs in this dress, wanting to dazzle Eli and make him want me more than any girl he'd ever laid eyes on. I close my eyes and feel my skin heat with thoughts of Asher. I have been thinking more and more about Asher lately, as I try to remind myself it was just an easy pity screw for him. "You look gorgeous," a masculine voice compliments from behind me. I turn around quickly as Asher steps into my room, admiring me with a heated gaze from head to toe. Asher looks drop dead gorgeous in a black turtleneck and dark blue jeans. "Thank you. You scared me. What are you doing up here?" I ask breathlessly as he stands in front of me, nervously. "I wanted to give you a Christmas present, Jim," he says, holding out a little box to me wrapped in cartoon Christmas wrapping paper. My heart flutters and I give him a shy smile. I shakily reach for the box and tear off the wrapping paper, revealing a long black velvet jewelry box. I open it up and I'm dazzled by a rose gold necklace with an amethyst stone encircled by pavy diamonds. "It's beautiful. Oh my gosh. Thank you, Asher. I don't know what to say. This is so thoughtful. I didn't know we were giving each other gifts since we're just a Christmas fling," I ramble embarrassingly, not knowing what to say. His eyes widen with shock and he takes the necklace out of the box. I face the mirror as he places the necklace on my neck. "I want you to let me take you to a hotel after this party and let me fuck you in nothing but this necklace in your heels. We don't have to just be a Christmas fling. I travel a lot for work so I can visit you in Michigan. So don't cheapen this. Let's just see where it goes," he says as he kisses me on my cheek and on my neck. I nod, speechless, and before we can take things any further, I hear Jade scream my name from downstairs. I quickly exit my room and walk down the stairs and enter the party. "Woo! Sexy mama," my mom and sister say in unison as I enter the room. It's loud with chatter from all of our guests and Christmas music blaring from Alexa. Jade twirls me around and we dance until I'm dying of thirst. I excuse myself to get some sparkling cider from the kitchen when I bump into Elijah. Oh my. My beautiful Eli. Elijah Berkowitz, the man of my dreams. Eli looks gorgeous in a buttery camel-colored leather jacket, a white sweater, and dark jeans. My gaze meets the familiar smiling amber eyes of my childhood love. I smile at him and he nervously brushes his curls off his forehead as he steadies me on my heels from falling. "Hey, if it isn't if you seek Amy. I feel like you've been avoiding me since you've got back into town, forcing me to hang out with annoying ass Noel," he huffed out jokingly, shyly placing his hands in the front of his pockets. "Oh, God. Stop with that Britney Spears joke. And whatever, she's a knockout. I know you love hanging with her. I know you guys have hooked up. And if you want to be with her, go for it. If she ever stops hating me, I'd be glad to have my two besties together and knocking boots. Under the condition I don't have to hear about it," I whisper loudly in his ear as my stomach sinks and I feel a sharp pain in my heart. If I'm not the one Eli wants, then who am I to stand in between him and Noel? "What the fuck, Amy? Noel and I drunkenly kissed at a party junior year and we both threw up a little in our mouths. We tolerate each other because we both love you. That bitch gave me a penis pump for a holiday I don't even celebrate. I don't know why you love her, but you do. So I put up with her bullshit," Eli yells back at me as he twirls a piece of my hair in his hand. Oh, yeah, she told me about that. I laugh and my eyes dart around the room in search of Noelle. I roll my eyes to myself because I've missed that slut and I hope she'll take me back. Eli and I awkwardly stand around each other with words left between us unsaid. I give him a small smile and begin to continue into the kitchen to quench my thirst. He grabs my arm and twirls me around to face him and whispers in my ear, I'm in love with you. I've always liked you. You're my best friend and away at Notre Dame, you're all that I can think about. I just want to let you know I want to see where this goes and if you feel anything for me. I stare at him frozen in my spot in complete shock and he swoops me down and kisses me like one of those cheesy rom-com kisses. As he lifts me up, I hear whoops and hollers across the room, but I feel a pair of steely green eyes burning into me. If looks could kill, I'd definitely be dead from the death stare that Asher gives me as he takes a swig of his beer from the kitchen entrance. I feel confusion and guilt as I stand in Eli's embrace as I witness the disgust in Asher's eyes. I had waited to hear those words from Elijah Berkowitz my whole life. But was I really in love with him? Or just the idea of him? All this time, had I been in love with the wrong Berkowitz boy that lived across the street? My eyes follow Asher as he walks deeper into the crowd of the Christmas party as I plaster on a fake grin as Eli pulls away from me and kisses me on my cheek. It seems like Amethyst Jewel got more than one Christmas wish this holiday season. Amethyst has fallen into the trap that so many women fall into, that she can't see a good thing in front of her because it's not the fantasy that she's always dreamed about. Why is love so complicated? Don't we all wish it could be like a Hallmark Christmas movie where we all get the guy and live happily ever after? I mean, if you were Amethyst, which Berkowitz brother would you choose?
Oh, so hot and sexy. Bedtime stories from Lala's Bedtime Tales. Thanks for tuning in to this week's erotic tale. For more erotic stories, sex tips, love advice, and sexual education, check out lalasbedtimetale.com and add me on Instagram for more erotic and sensual content at Lala's Bedtime Tales. Please comment and share your fave sexy bedtime stories with erotic enthusiasts like you and me. Ta-ta until next time, sexies.